Sebio, how are you, man? Thanks so much for taking the time to come on. I know you're a busy man. We've been trying to schedule this for a while, but grateful to finally have you on and hear your story. I know you got an interesting journey. You've played in a couple countries. So yeah, without further ado, if you could introduce yourself, where you're from, where you're currently playing, how old you are, and your position, that would be great, man.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really happy to be here with you to talk a bit about football and everything. So for about myself, I'm Sebio Suku. I'm a professional football player. I played in every division in Germany, from academy, or the highest leagues in academy, to the fourth division in Germany, second, third, first division, everything. And now I'm playing in Turkey. And yeah, let's talk about football.
Sounds good, bro. Yeah, so if you could just kind of take us through your journey. I mean, obviously Germany is one of the best places to develop some of the best football. So when did you start playing? Where did you play youth football? And then how'd you kind of get up into the ranks into signing your first contract?
Yeah, I started really early. When I was three, I was starting in the club next to my home. It was like the youngest guys just running behind the ball, and I was really lucky because when I was seven, one team was not allowed to play a tournament, small tournament in my city, and so my small club get to the tournament, and we played against the biggest team in our city. It was VfL Bochum. They now play first division as well. And we played against them, and after this game the coach asked my mother to invite me for one training to look if I like the club, if I like everything, because they would like to have me in the team as well. So I was really lucky, and when I was seven, so I went to the biggest club in our city, and for this club I played 12 years, so for a long time. All the youth teams I played until U20 23. This was my first step, like, in, it's not professional football for sure, but like a professional team, professional academy. And that was the beginning for me. When I was young, I always wanted to become a professional. Like, when you're young, you just dream about it, and when you become older, it's become a bit more real, but it's still a long way. So I was really lucky, but I was also like a good player when I was young, and I always had the mindset to train a lot and to focus on football. But I was not the easiest character when I was young. I was a bit too crazy. How can I say? A bit too crazy. Not the easiest guy for every coach. So I had many, many, many times a bit of trouble in the club, but I was lucky. This we had like the boss of the academy was really nice to me and helped me a lot. This was the beginning.
I mean, I'm glad you shared that. I mean, first of all, honestly, most of the best players, they're troublemakers, you know, because like, you know, if you want to be a, you know, not encouraging younger players to be a troublemaker, but if you want to be a standout guy on the pitch, you have to be different than the rest, right? But also, I think a key point to tell youngsters is, you know, I think for me, football really has the ability to develop young men and young women, you know, develop character and help them become better, you know, in life. So, yeah, I mean, I'm glad you shared that. So, you know, if you could just, what type of trouble were you getting into? You know, why did you think that that was happening? Like, if you could, you know, get into a little bit of that, that would be great.
Yes, for sure. So me, I'm not here to talk about anything else. I will just say the truth, also about mistakes I made. So I was always a guy who has his own head, and I was not scared to tell everyone. Many times I tell too much, what is not the smartest way, because then in the end you are not able to win if you tell everything you think about. That's also for me one of the biggest things I needed to learn when I become like out of the youth, because in the youth everything is a bit easier because you just have other players in your own age, and if you become older, there's it's much more difficult. And if you make too much, not trouble, if you say too much things what is not necessary for the team or for the coach, yeah, it's not the smartest and the best way. So that was a big thing I needed to learn. And yeah, this was also in the youth one of my biggest mistakes. But in the youth it's not a problem because I was always a good player in the youth. I played like yeah, I don't know how to say in English, if you are like the best teams of the area of Germany,
Yeah,
they
what is
played
it? What is it
and
in Deutsch? What is it?
Auswahl.
One more
Auswahl,
time?
the best players of
Oswald,
the
yeah.
Auswahl.
Yes,
Auswahl,
yes,
yeah,
yes,
like
yes. Yeah, like the selection
yeah.
of the best players.
This yeah, like
Yeah.
this, yeah. So yeah. But in the end I was not a player for the national team of the of Germany in the youth. Also like this, because I also went out of the selection because me and some friends did some mistakes as well. How to say? Yeah, didn't have I when I was young, I didn't have the best discipline next to the pitch. On the pitch, it was always like I want to win. I will do everything for the win. But next to the pitch, I was not the smartest guy.
What
Yeah, and in the
position did
end,
you play in the youth?
in the youth, most of the time I play like number 10 or winger. And yeah,
What are you playing right now in Turkey?
just winger. Just
Winger,
winger,
okay.
left and right wing. I also played in some clubs. I played like striker, but I'm not a typical striker. So it was always like one big guy need to be next to me. Yeah. So yeah, but in the U18, I went to the pre-selection of the U18 national team of Germany. And then I get the first injury, ACL, after the last training before we go to make some national games. I get a knee injury on my right knee, so I was out for 6 months. Yeah, so I was 16 years old, first time out for 6 months. And then you start to learn as well about everything in football. Can go really quick. If you have a big injury, you see, okay, if I'm not able to play, nobody can see me, nobody can, I cannot improve, I cannot grow. Yeah, this was the first big negative moment in my football career, I would say. But yeah, also after it, it went pretty good. After 5 months, I was able to train again. And the second, it was the last year of my academy time. I was scoring many goals and was the best scorer in the league. So it was also for me a pretty good season. But after the season, I didn't get pro. So it was like, okay, for sure I will become pro, but I didn't get pro. Let's don't talk about mistakes of decisions and agents and stuff like this, because you never know what is the right way. After career, you can always say, yeah, I should do this, I should go to another club, but you never know. So I stay in the same in the same club, my academy club, and went to the U23. When I was yeah, 16, 17, 18, I started playing or training with the professionals, but I didn't play. I didn't play, so I go to the second team. But the first year yeah, how you say, it was not professional, but like after coming open class, let's talk open, say open class, I was really bad. So I was just 10 times I was in the squad, 10 or 15 times like this I was in the squad. I just played one time, starting 11, and this was for me a really bad situation. And if you all the time in the youth, you think like you are a big player, you become pro for sure, and you are a top scorer and everything. And then you go to open class, and it was just fourth division, and you don't play. It's not the easiest time for your head as well, what I think is the most important. And yeah, I think many young players will feel it, because many young players think, ah, I'm really good in the academy. For sure, I will be a professional. But if you go to the open class, also like fourth division in Germany or third division, now I can say it's not the biggest quality or the biggest league. But as a young player, it's not easy to perform there as well. This everyone will see. Okay, we need to put him up in first or second division. It's not easy like this for some players, of course, because they have really big talent and everything is working fine. The coach like you and put you in starting 11 and everyone can see it. But it's not always like this. And I have also many friends with the same problem. Yeah.
So what do you think was, so sorry to interrupt, what do you think was holding you back? What do you think held you back from performing and transitioning into the adult game? Like, what would you wish someone older or a mentor told you at that age to help you transition into the men's game?
I think it still was my head for sure, because we had a coach. He got this own idea of football, and you have to play like this. And when I was younger, I was like making many skills, not playing easy all the time. And for me, still now, I'm saying I was the best player in the team, but I was not playing. So other players who are not good, like were not good like me, we're playing and get to the next step. Get up after the season, they get up to third division or play in the first team, but it wasn't me. So now after it's now 12 years ago, I can say for sure it was my head, but it was also the coach who was not pushing me like I needed to in this time. So I didn't have the best relationship with this coach, but it was also me who was not the easiest guy, because when he said you have to do like this, I said no, I like to do it like this or like that. And when I was successful, I was in training, I said like, you can see it's working. But in the end, at the weekend, I didn't play. So yeah, I think for me most important is you have to know how the coach is. You have to know which person you are training, playing, working. And in the end, football is a game you play together, you work together. So you cannot do your own thing all the time, even if it's right. Sometimes you have to do things what are wrong for you, but in the end, it will push you in the starting 11, and then you can show your quality.
Yeah, man, I think that's a great point, man, and I'm glad you shared it because I completely agree with you. I mean, I think, you know, everyone has their own idea of football and they have their own best qualities and their strengths. But like you said, I mean, especially in a country like Germany where, you know, the coach wants you to play their way, sometimes you have to adapt, you know, and you have to assimilate and play their way, you know, in the trainings, in the games, you have to, you know, play your role and your position. And then, like you said, when you get into the starting 11, then you can show your art. So I think that's huge for young footballers to realize, especially, you know, coming up. I mean, I don't have to tell most of the German people listening because that's ingrained within the academy. But other nationalities who don't get that great development, I think it's very important to really listen to the coach because at the end of the day, they're the ones who control who's starting, who's playing on the weekend, you know?
Of course, of course. And I think also a very important thing to say is like, if you are a football player, you will have over your career, you will have maybe 20 coaches. Like if you change the team or if the team is not playing like the club wants, they change the coach all the time. And it's not easy if you stay with your game all the time, with your idea all the time, to play with every coach or in every coach's idea or system. But you want to play and you need to play to still improve and to play together to get the next contract. So I think many young players don't understand if you for sure if you follow like superstars like Neymar, Mbappe or Cristiano Ronaldo, Messi, they will play in every system and with every coach. But most of the players, and to be honest, young players, many of them will not make it pro. But most of the players are not special like this. These are just the top. Even if you are looking for Champions League quality, this is again another level. And if you are a player like this, for sure you can play your own game all the time because you are just too good. But to be honest, I was never a player like this, and I will never be. Now I'm 30 years old. I for sure I know. Then you have to play with other rules like than them.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. And for example, if people, just to relate to that, like people will compare. So for example, if you give advice on a certain situation, whether it's nutrition or whether it's game analysis, whether it's working with the ball, people will always say, oh, but Neymar didn't do that, Ronaldo didn't do that, Messi didn't. But these guys are different level. Like you can't compare. So I think, like you said, I think it's very important to, know your strengths and weaknesses as a player. And then also, wake yourself up to, these players are just so rare in the game, So like you said, I mean, I think, Percy, for myself as well, is try to take as much as you can from each and every coach, take the bits and pieces, and then as you go into a new team, you apply that, and then you try to adapt that style. So
Of course.
yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. And yeah, I think it's very well said there that there can be guys who are very, very talented at 16, and then there's another guy who's like, so for example, if this guy's a 10 and this guy's a 6 out of 7 out of 10, but he follows the coach's rules, he can sign that pro contract first, or he can sign that contract and the other guy can drop off.
Of course.
So yeah, I think it's so important to find that ability to listen to the coach and then apply your own style.
Yes, of course. I think you are smart if you learn from everything, not just from your own mistakes. So also, if you look at other players, what are they doing to improve? Why they play? How is the relationship with the coach or with the teammates? Or why is someone out of the squad? What kind of mistakes did he do? And over your career, you will see these are always the same types of mistakes or types of good things and smart things, why people or why players are playing or not playing. So you can use it for yourself as well. I think this is the best way to learn, because if you learn just all of your own mistakes, you will lo lose sometimes you will lose a whole year, a whole season, because if you are out of a squad with a coach, it's much more difficult to come back and to make the coach think like, oh, okay, he's making big changes and now I need him. The easiest way is to stay in the good relationship, in a good position, and don't make the mistakes you can see from others.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And that's one of the main, probably the main reason that I have this podcast. It's to learn from guys like yourself and guys who have played the game for a while at a high level, and to learn from their successes and their failures, and take it into your own game, so you can, like you said, you can speed up the time. You
Of
can
course.
learn and you can speed it up, because we both know the game, our career is very short. So the quicker you could speed it up, and the more you can learn from the veterans and the older players who've been in the game for a while, the better it is. So yeah, I mean, I think in general, if you could be like an open-minded footballer, I mean, I was the same way when I was younger as well. I was closed-minded, thought I knew everything. But once I realized, was more open-minded and wanted to learn from others and was a student of the game, that's when the success started to come. So I think that's huge.
For sure. For sure. I think that's very important. Because when I was young, many older players told me, hey, the time is going so fast. I know when I was 18, now I'm 28 or something like this. And you feel like, these are 10 years. No, I'm 30 and I feel like it was just some moments ago. But the time is running really fast, especially when you have some bad situations, bad moments. When you lose like a whole season, what I also had, because let's still go on with my career. I was like then 19. I moved away to another club. It was a big club. They played fourth division,
Which
and
club?
Rot-Weiß Essen,
Yeah, I
RWE.
know them.
Yeah, it's a big
Oh,
German club.
Ozil played there as well, didn't he?
Yeah. So I moved to this club, The first months went not so nice. I was playing sometimes, but not all the time because I made too much pressure for myself. Like now I need to show everyone. I know the coach was really nice to me because my second coach from the academy from my old club, he told him, "Hey, this guy, he's not the easiest about me, but if you are good to him, he's a pretty nice guy." So yeah, I was really lucky to see he took me in his team and he pushed me, but the first 4 months didn't run so well. But in the end, I started to play, I started to score. I was like I trained in the same time when it was not working so fine. I trained I was working with a mental coach as well to understand why you are able to play good and why you are sometimes play really bad, even if you feel perfect in the beginning of it of a match. Yeah, for me, I made too much pressure for myself on myself. When I did small mistakes, I was like, "How can you make mistakes like this?" And I was thinking about it. Then you get the next situation, and you are not ready because you are still thinking about the situation before. Then you make a mistake again, and so I was like, "Why you are so bad sometimes in a game and in training? Everything went fine." And so he teach me like, if you just go out with your friends, every skill is working. You don't make mistakes, but why you make mistakes if you're playing in a stadium? This club was also like they have a lot of fans, even in fourth division. Sometimes we play in front of 15,000.
Yeah,
What is a
crazy,
lot?
crazy.
Also, something you need to learn because if you play academy, you don't have fans like this. And yeah, but it was perfect for me and perfect for my improvement with all of this because all of this is about professional football. You need to perform in front of everyone. Now I don't like to play if there are no fans. I like more to play if as loud as possible. It's better for me now. But yeah, these are also very important things. So I started to play well, and after 6 months, the second part of the season, I played every game. I scored. I did my assists. So everything was fine. Then I was like, yeah, 20. So I already lose like the first 2 years of open class, but the time is running. That's what I always say. And yeah, the next season started. Everything went fine. I get the number 10. It's not for me, number is not too important, but it was like for me, it was nice. This the coach said, yeah,
Yeah,
of course you can
respect.
take a big respect. He said, yeah, you can take number 10 if you want. It was free. You will get it. But before the season started, this was the last game, preseason game. It was like opening of the new stadium. It was just 2 minutes played. We played against Werder Bremen. And yeah, one guy was running. He crossed my way. I want to defend, but I was not in a perfect position. How can I say in perfect position? He was running into my left knee, and everything in my knee was broken. So I get like ACL. I don't know how to say if the ligament was broken to the bone. Everything meniscus,
Kreuzband, it is?
Kreuzbandriss. Yeah, it's ACL.
Yeah, SL,
Like
yeah.
Knorpelschaden. You know Knorpelschaden?
I know.
Yeah.
The
Yeah,
bone,
this as well. The inside ligament was also
MCL,
both of menisk was crushed. So nearly everything was
Damn.
broken in my knee.
And you're when you were younger, you said at 16 it was your left knee, this was your right.
No, the second one was my left, and when I was 16, it was my right knee. Yeah, it was also like accident. Was not like sometimes you get ACL without anyone is touching you. But in my situation, both times was like I get strong hit without seeing it. Yeah, so my left knee was completely crushed, and it took me like the first operation surgery was directly 2 days later. I was pretty lucky. This the first time I get ACL when I was 16 was like a good doctor because it happened at the national team. And so I knew him, and the doctor was. I called him directly, said, "I have the same problem now with my left knee," and he told me, "I just come to just come to me, and we will make whatever we can." So I was really lucky. This I get the best surgery was possible this time. Yeah,
So,
but
what did you learn from like your first surgery? Because obviously, you know, you were talking about how like in the beginning you were saying how, you know, you weren't the best mentally, but then so 16, I'm sure you learned some stuff, and then obviously you were working with the mental coach. How did you bring the stuff that you learned from the first surgery as well from the mental coach into this? Because I think we both know that one of the biggest challenges as a footballer is a long-term injury.
Yeah, of course, for sure. But for me, the first surgery for me was, I don't know why, but it was easy. I was just focused on training, training, training every day, and the 5 months went like this. Even I know it was difficult, but it was like I was just focused on my goal. So I was just going to rehabilitation center every day, and I was working. And after this, I was working with an athletic coach. He was a 100-meter sprinter. So I was like pretty sure I will make it again. No problem, I will make it, because even after my first knee ACL, I was fit and I was able to score. So I was like, this time for sure I will make it again, and I was not too scared about the situation. So the first ACL was like hard to for the body to recover. So I knew I will make it. Then I was like, mentally, I took my mental coach. I was like, okay, mentally, I was stronger. And so in this situation, I was like, for sure, I will make it again. But I was just like, yeah, the time is running, because now I'm 20, 21, and now you got the second big knee injury, and you are still not a professional. You don't earn the biggest money. You can live with this, but that's it. Yeah, but this time the operation and everything didn't went so fine. So after 4 months, I still not able to walk through the city without pain. So after 4 months, we take the we it needed like a second surgery. And in total, in the end, I lost the whole season. I was not able to play the whole season. And yeah, some doctors looked my knee, like I was always have a bit problems. Said like, it's many things are broken, but we don't know if you will play for sure on a professional level again. Yeah, but I fixed it. So the season after, I was able to train again. Was many new things in the club going on, like new coaches, new players, because the club was like, it's too big for the fourth division, and they wanted to go up. And he was like, yeah, I will watch you, but we don't make the biggest plans with you in the season. Yeah, but I was lucky. I'm still in contact with this coach. He's now scout. He's not coach anymore, but I'm still in contact with him. We had a good relationship. I was playing every game, and in winter we were on position one. So in this time it was 2000, end of 2014. Yeah. I was playing, and I was like, okay, now it's working, because I knew many of the bigger clubs in third division are watching me. So I was really clear that sure this I will make it after this season. Yeah, but then the biggest problem of my career happened. I took some vitamin pills in the winter time. I was a bit sick, so I took some vitamin pills. And after the last game of the first part of the season, it was December, we make like doping test. And after winter break, I get a call like, hey, Sibyl, what happened? You are positive.
What?
So yeah, this was the baddest moment in my career, because then I was really lost, because I was like, oh, how can this happen? I didn't do anything wrong, and how can this happen? And yeah, this was the worst moment of my career for sure, because I was like, this time it was
What did you think it
2015.
was just like regular vitamins and it ended up being
Yeah,
something
in the end,
inside?
yeah, I didn't know there's something inside, because the vitamins I took, I just bought it in like a supplement store. The vitamin pills were produced in Netherlands, in Holland. And on the package was as well like, it's anti-doping tested, so it's like doping free. But something was inside was not declared on the list on the paper. It's not a special thing like you get really strong, but many things are on the doping list you cannot take. If you take it, you are positive, but it's not like you are much stronger or you feel anything. So yeah, but then the club was like, yeah, how can this happen? Because it was in the news, it was already in the news, so everyone was talking about it. So I need to fix everything by myself. I was just 23 years old, and you are standing there alone. Like, what are you doing now? So I was searching for a lawyer who know about this, because most of the lawyers told me, like, Sebio, we don't know what to do in this situation. I was lucky this I found one guy who helped me. So we were testing all of the supplements I took, and then we find out it was the vitamin pills. Yeah. So in the end, we could explain everything, how this happened, and yeah, but they suspended me for 6 months, so I was not able to play 6 months. Yeah, so the club was like, in the official, they said, yeah, we are in your bag, you don't need to be scared. But the first month, no salary. Second month, no salary. And so in the end, I sold my car to pay for everything, because I needed to pay for the lawyer, I need to pay for all the testings, for the supplements and everything. And yeah, so I didn't have a car. I paid the credit for the car, but I didn't have a car just to pay for all of the other problems, for all of the other bills. So yeah, that was the worst moment of my career for sure. No, it's yeah, it's a long time ago. I was 23. It was 7 years ago.
So how were you? How were you? I mean, only 23, man. We wrote. I'm writing here, not to be disrespectful, but I'm writing
It's
just
okay.
to, three or four big obstacles. This was your biggest. What was your mindset? At this point, 23. Top of the first league, about to go to the third league, and then this happened. Obviously, when you got that call, must have been really, heart dropping. So how did you approach the situation? What was your, I mean, you seemed to right away find that solution, which was great,
Yeah,
lawyers.
to be honest, I don't know, when I now see some young players age 23 or 21, I don't know how I did it. I don't know how I did it, but I was, yeah, I'm thankful this I was able to handle this situation. Maybe because I didn't think too much. I just know, I just see the problem, then I think about how to fix it.
Love that. Yep.
Yeah, but after this situation, I was clear to myself, because I said to myself, yeah, if after this time, I have to see how football is going. If I don't make it, I will stop playing and make something important for my life, because I was already 23. Time is running, so I'm still not a professional. And this is not the way I want to live for the next 10 years, playing fourth division without earning a lot of money and playing like on a good level to build something in your life. And then in the end, you are 30, 35, and you have nothing, just played the fourth division. So I was like, yeah, if we will see what's happening after this time. But I was sure, if the situation stays like this, I will stop playing football and don't play football like the only thing in my life anymore, because I was like, this is not how life is going for me. Yeah.
I mean, I think, I listen to a lot of guys as well, and I was talking actually with a client today who was telling me he was very overwhelmed, and I gave him the exact advice that you did. In the military, they call it prioritize and execute. So if you feel overwhelmed, you put your top priority, boom, and you just do it. And instead of thinking too much and overthinking, because I think, especially at 23 as a young player, you can think, oh, what if I don't make it? What if this happens? What if that happens? And instead, you just find that solution right away. So I think that's hard to do, but, great way to do it. So after that, what happened next after being banned for 6 months?
Yeah, what happened next? So I was lucky this we had a good president in the club, and the sportive director, who was like the guy who didn't pay me. The president told me like, Sergio, we will fix it. Don't be scared. And he helped me a lot. The sportive director was out after a while because in the second part of the season, we lost the first position and we didn't go up. So it was a bit of trouble in the club. And yeah, the president was always next to me. I'm still in contact with him. I was talking to him before I went to Turkey as well. And he told me like, yeah, we will fix it. You will get it. So don't think about this. And then the next year started. So after this 5 to 6 months, I was out for 6 months, 5 months, but the season started after 6 months. I was able to play again. Yeah, but the season again didn't went so fine because we had a completely new team, new coach, new sportive director. Everything was new. It was not the perfect start for a big club like this when everyone is talking about we want to go up, you have to win. If you lose two or three times, you are not in the position on the table. Yeah, some trouble happened in the club. So in the winter time was coming, I didn't perform like I wanted. I didn't perform like the club wanted. So, but it was also not the best relationship between me, the coach, and the sportive director because I didn't have an agent this time. So I fixed all the stuff by myself. What is not the best solution for me? I would never do it again because if you talk by yourself, you also get problems directly between player and manager, directly between player and coach. So this was also like a big mistake I wouldn't never do again. So in the end, I think I did every mistake you can do and every bad thing you can have in a career, big injuries like 6 months because of doping. This is not happened so many times, but yeah, nearly never to a player. Yeah, but in winter I was like I was searching for an agent. I told him, hey, next summer I will stop playing football. I just need to find an agent who is able to find me a club where I can show my quality, just in training or something like this. And most of the agents told me like, no, we are not working like this. We want to have you in our company, and then we will see what happens in the next.
So they wanted to sign you as a player.
Yes, like this. And but I was like, no, it's for me, it's not possible because if it's taking too long and you are not able to bring me a club from third or second division to show my quality, I will stop playing football after the next year. So yeah, but I was really lucky because one of my teammates told me, hey, there's one guy. He's pretty funny. He know many guys, and maybe he's able to do it for you. So we meet. I show him some videos of my games, and he said, "Yes, hey, I know one guy. I know one coach. He was my coach as well. He's now in third division, and they are playing for going up." And he told me like, "Hey, for sure they need an offensive player because they have a good defense. They are good in the table, but they need to do something in the offense in winter." He told me, and I said, "Yeah, okay. If you can do it, just ask him." And after this meeting, he sent a video of me to this coach. And next day the coach said, yeah, I want to see this player. But I was not playing in my club at the moment because we had some problems between me, the coach, and the manager because yeah, my salary was really low because all of my bonuses were by games, but I was out for 1 year because of my knee, 6 months because of my suspension. So I get really bad salary in this team. And they told me, yeah, you get a car because I wanted more, so I get a car. But in the end, they took money from me by my salary for the car, and so I had some problems with them personally because I didn't had an agent, so I talked to them by myself. And I didn't make everything fixed like on paper. It was just we just talked about it in the beginning. It was working. In the end, it was not working fine. Yeah. So they told them, yeah, we are not able to see you in the game. So you can come to us because we have a friendly match. In the beginning, my club said, no, we are not giving you the time to go to a friendly match. I fixed it by myself. I was talking to the coach for 1 hour. This is better for me to leave. And then I went to the club, to the new club. I made a friendly match. I made 2 goals, 2 assists, and they wanted to sign me. Yeah, this was the luckiest moment of my career, because after this, they signed me, and I went to this team 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks later, like winter transfer.
I wouldn't say it's lucky though, man. I mean, I would say you prepared yourself well. You know, I always say, you know, luck is when preparation meets opportunity. So you got the opportunity, you were ready, you had all these setbacks, you strengthened the mind, you
Of
strengthened
course.
the body, and then when that opportunity came, boom, you know. So
Yeah, of course.
yeah,
I
it's
always
awesome.
say, like, you can produce your luck. If you do all the work, the time will come when you can show your quality, you can show your skills. And over the last years, now I was working like with a company who is producing nutrition supplements. I was working with them because of the doping, because of my mental problems. I was working with a mental coach. Because of my injuries, I was working with an athletic coach. So I did everything I can to perform in this moment for sure. But sometimes you need to have a bit luck
For
to
sure.
get into the position to show it. So that's why I say this was the luckiest moment.
100%,
Everything
yeah.
else, of course, you have to do every day. You have to do your work because the day will come when everyone is watching you. So I signed a contract over there, and the team was really nice. Every player had good quality, good character. It was easy for me to get into the group. I did the first game 3 weeks later after I signed there. I was directly in starting 11. I scored some goals. I did many assists. So, and with this team, I went up to second division. That's
Wow. Which
how
club
I
was
did.
this?
It's Erzgebirge Aue.
Okay,
It's yeah, small
Fighting
club.
club, huh?
Yeah, good mentality club. Yeah, German mentalities. So yeah, this is how I became a pro. This is the story how I became a professional player.
Unbelievable. And
So.
how old were you at that time? 25, 26, or
No, 24, 24.
24,
I was
24.
24. It was January 20, 2016. Yeah, 2016. I was 24. So I was old for becoming a pro. It was old. Most of the players, if you look now, they're 18, 19, 20, 21. Yeah. So it was for me like the latest way.
For sure.
You never know. You will always see crazy, crazy, crazy situations of player how they become pro, maybe a bit older, but most of them are much younger. Yeah,
Especially in a country like Germany.
yeah, of course, yes, I agree. Yeah, that's how I became a pro. So it was a pretty tough road. Many ups and downs. Most of them were downs, but in the end was one big up. And yeah.
I mean, you know, the moral of the story is, you know, you just kept on going, you know. You would hit obstacles, and then you would find the solution. That's always the goal. And like you said, you seeked out people who had better knowledge in some instances, a mental coach, nutrition, you know, guy to help you with your injuries. So I think that's huge, just being, you know, investing in your own game and your own career. You might not see everything come into play right away, but eventually, you know, it usually pays off if you make the right connections and you get the right
Of
opportunities.
course, of course. I think this is the most important thing because everything takes time, but bad situations will come and bad situations will drop you down and will drop you down more than you want, more than you think. And one guy told me about life. It take 1 second to take a life, but it take 9 months to build a new baby. Yeah. So, and I
That's
think
unbelievable. Wow.
this is most
Great quote.
important in life because many young players and all, I think it's the whole generation now. They want everything now, but you don't get it now. You can watch a movie and you think like, oh, I will do the same, and you do it just one day. You work like this, the second day, the third day, you will not get anything. You need to do it over and over and over again for many years, and then the time will come when you can earn. Yeah. And I think that's very important.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I love that. I never heard that quote, but it makes a ton. In today's day and age, everyone wants things quickly, and they don't realize that it's work and persistence and continuing to move forward that's going to get them there. So yeah, I mean, I completely agree with you. What's your advice for young players who they don't see that opportunity? They don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, and they're going through hard times and obstacles. Because what we could hear from your story is you've gone through many, and you're in a great place now. You made a great career. I want to talk about the rest of your career, but just for young players listening, I think the most difficult part is the emotional part of the game. Like you said from the very beginning, it's all in the mind and the mental part. So, what was your I know you said that you just took it and you found solutions, but when you encountered all these difficulties and these low moments, how did you find the motivation, the inspiration to keep going forward? Because like you said, you could have gone, at 23, you were thinking, okay, maybe if I don't get an opportunity in a higher league, I'm gonna find something else. So what was your motivation to keep going?
For me, I think very important is if you know what you need to do, and if you know what is working for yourself. It's not one way, because many players make one mistake. They do the same like others, but they are not in the same situation or playing the same position. You need to find first. I think you need to find your own way to success. Try out, try out, try out, try new training programs. Try what is the best for you. Some player need to be focused before the game. Some players are stressed if they focus too much. So they need to be like, ah, everything is good. I'm relaxed. It's not too important. It's not an important game, because then they come down. They are not stressed. So it's like, you need to find what is good for you. It was in training and mentally. And for me, most important was always like, if I put everything what is right in my opinion. For sure, you never know what is the right way. But in my opinion, I did everything I can, so I was feeling good. This was the best feeling for me. Like, I was like always talking about the perfect week. What was a perfect week for me?
Love that. Yep.
I was working with a athletic coach who was a sprinter. After my injury, I was really slow, and normally I was always like a fast player. And he helped me to get fast again. So I knew if I do this, and this type of workouts, I know I will be fit for the weekend. So I did it. When I was in academy, I had a coach. His name is Darius Vosch. It's a legend in the club in Bochum. Was a technically player. He was playing in big clubs. He had an amazing career, and he fixed many things in technique for me. He was talking to me like, take this feet, this ball you need to play with left, this ball makes more sense to play this ball with right. And I knew from the youth, if I do this, if I think about it, if I train like this, I will improve technically. So I did it. And the perfect week for me was always like, do your shootings, do your workouts, do your mobility to don't get problems with injuries, and do your cardio workouts to be able to run still after 70, 80 minutes. And my focus was always like, from week to week, have a perfect week as much as possible. Even if sometimes you have small injuries or you are too tired, then you need to balance it out. But my biggest motivation to stay like I will make it was like, just do your job, do the things you know who are right, and the day will come. In the end, I cannot say I didn't do everything. Even if I don't make it, I did everything. Then okay, I was not good enough. And that was always my goal, because I quit school when I was 16. And said, now I will become a professional player, because my mindset was like, I will become a professional player for sure. And everyone said like, hey, you cannot do this, you cannot do this. My parents as well, my father didn't know about it. So I was like, I told myself, you quit school for becoming a professional. So if the others go to school, you have to train. In the end, if you don't make it and you don't train, it's your fault. But if you did everything, you can say, okay, I tried my best. It didn't work, but I was lucky. It worked.
Yeah.
It worked out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would never tell a young player to do the same, because it's not the easiest way, and it's not the smartest way. And like I said in the beginning, I did many mistakes. That's also one thing I wouldn't do again, because it's important to have to go to school until the end. So I did my school, but I didn't finish like everything.
I mean, in that are some great things that I hear. I mean, number one is, you know, control what you can control. Number two, I always say it as well, if you own the day, you own your life. You know, and like we were talking about with the youngsters before, everyone wants something quickly. But if you have that long-term goal, that 5-year, that 10-year goal, and then you reverse engineer to the day and the week, and like you said, you have the perfect week, and those weeks add up, you know, so... And that, then, you know, the third thing I heard is the harder you work, the luckier you'll get. And the harder you work, the harder it is to quit. So when you have a good plan and you're working hard, it's not easy to just give up, because you realize how much work you put behind it. And then the fifth thing, the most important, is you had no plan B. I mean, you said you wouldn't give that advice to youngsters. But basically what you did is, you put your back against the wall, and that was your only choice. So maybe that really did help you in the end, because, you know, throughout the whole story, we have all these obstacles. I've honestly never heard something like this, so it's a great story. But you've had these obstacles, and you just kept on going no matter what, and maybe it's because it was the only way, you know?
Yeah, for sure. For me, it's like, I don't have anything else. When I was young, it was just football. And there was no plan B, and it was always just like, if I get a problem, just move it away. The next problem is coming, just move it away. And I think this is also very important, because most of the players will have more problems or unlucky situations than positive situations. There are always small things you can optimize, always, until you become a big player. And even if you are a big player, there are small things you can optimize, because if you become better, the other team, the other players are also better. If I go now down like a really small club in a division, I don't know, for sure it's easier for me and nobody will say something. But if you are good, you are the best in your team, but next year you play one league higher, it's going to be difficult again. You will have problems again. Mm-hmm. You need to adapt again. If you make it and you are perfect in this team, maybe you are lucky and you go to first division, then you have the same again. You need to optimize again. You need to get better again.
Mm.
And this is like the biggest thing. I think you just keep on going. And if you love what you are doing, because for me, football was always my life. Since I was 3 years old, I was just thinking about football. When I went home after school, I didn't think about homework or something like this. I was just thinking about football and going out and playing football. And so it was. This is also a reason why it was easy for me, because this was all my life and all my love as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, that's so well said, man. I mean, you know, another major reason I have this podcast is because, like we talked about, youngsters, they see the big time players driving the Ferraris, wearing the Rolexes, the big chains, but they don't realize that they're, you know, it's not all sunshines and rainbows. There's going to be more lows than there are highs. But like you said, if you really truly love the game, and that's why I think it's so important for young players to really look themselves in the mirror and commit to it and be dedicated and be willing to do it no matter what. That's the most important thing, because you said you're going to run into more lows than highs. And one thing also that's very well said is, the higher you go, the better the players you're going to be playing against. So you're just going to have to continue to turn that dial. You're going to have to work harder, work smarter, be more detailed and optimize more of your, you know, things that you can control. So yeah, I think that's really well said, man. Really well said.
Yeah, but it's also a nice thing what you said, because when I start becoming a pro, I was not home anymore. So I moved away when I become pro. And before I was always like, oh, when I become pro, it's going to be so nice. Everything will be perfect. I will earn money. I will have the best life. I will have... everyone is thinking like this. Yeah, because yeah. When I was young, I was not. I didn't grow up in the richest family. It was like a hustler situation all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I get everything. But I was without my friends, without my family. I was like... 6 hours, not too much, but I was 6 hours away from home, so I was not able to live the same life like before. And before, I think I was like, I had a good life, many friends in my city, everywhere I go I meet someone. So life is changing. If you become professional, life is changing. Life is changing really fast. So if you change the club, everything is new. And if you don't like what you do enough, it's difficult. I think it's very difficult, even if you love football too much. It's difficult. I know many players. Now I'm in Turkey. I see players from France, from Slovenia, from Africa, from everywhere. And they are alone here just to play football. And you train like 2 hours a day. You go to meet. You have meeting and everything. But in the end, you go home. And what are you doing? You go home and you are alone. So it's not the easiest situation for everyone. I think it's important.
Yeah, dude, that's brilliant, man. That's brilliant. I mean, it's you said it all. You were 6 hours from home, but you didn't have, you felt, you know, we feel lonely on the journey. It's part of the journey, you know. And then I think what you realize is the most important thing is happiness, and then relationships, friendships, relationship with a woman. It's the most important thing, and I think. As we get, like, as I'm getting older, I'm realizing that as well. And then you realize, like you said, you can only play, you can only train for maximum maybe 4 or 5 hours a day. The rest of the time, you know, you're doing other things. So I think, and I'm sure you can agree, the happier you are off the field, the better you're going to play on the field, the happier you're going to be on the field. So I think it's very important to... realize that. I think it's important as a young player to realize you will be lonely. It's natural. It's part of the journey. But obviously the goal is to try to build a life around football as well. Like, you know, build a social life, have good friends and things like that.
Yes, I agree. 100%. I agree with you. It's very, very important part of being a footballer.
Yeah. So with that being said, what are some things that you like to do in your off time, you know, when you're not playing football?
Yeah, I like to, like we talked about, I like to train. For me, it's like when I go to the gym, it's like also like meditation. I just take in my headphones. I have 1 hour, nobody's talking to me. After a good gym session or running session, I feel lucky. I feel like I did everything I can. So this is always a part of my day, like meditation. My mental coach teach me like to handle situation, to handle my thinking. So I like to do meditation as well. And because of all the problems I had in my career, I built an application for footballer. With an online store, with supplements, with tested supplements made in Germany with good quality. Nice. One part of the product is also like one doctor created it, and it's the doctor I had when I get doping tested. He was the doctor in this team. So and I think these are nice relationships. These are nice things to do, to give back. Like now we work together. We got the same.
What's that app called? If people wanna check it out,
The app is called Overtime.
And I'll put it as well in the description.
Okay, but it's OVA, Overtime.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's also a part of my life, because to build something like this, you need to put in some work. It's not the easiest way for
For
me
sure.
because I'm not like a IT guy, completely zero. Zero
Yeah, but
IT guy.
You're the brains behind it, you know, and that's the most important part. You got
and
the vision, you know, and you learned, like
I had a
we heard from this conversation, you learned. You learned and you're providing a solution to people that you wish you had, you know.
Of course. That's what I'm doing right now because like today it's my free day. We have the meeting together, but before I had three meetings as well to connect everything, to organize everything with all the other people who are working in the company and
nice.
to fix everything.
How long you been doing that?
The idea I had a long time, but it was not the easiest way to build it and to get it online like I wanted to.
It takes time, man.
It takes time.
I completely understand it.
In the beginning, it was always also like I needed to have money to build a company like this because pay for IT guys, they are not the cheapest.
No.
And but I was lucky. This I was a professional, and my career went better and better. So I was able to handle it all by myself, and to pay for everything by myself. So I don't need like investments or stuff like this. So it took a bit longer than it would take if I started right now. I would make it much quicker. Mm. But like my football story, lesson you learn, and you try to make it better. Yeah, but now I think we got a good opportunity. We have some clubs we are working together to send them supplements for some academy clubs who are using the application for mobility and core workouts. And so I'm pretty happy to made it.
Love that, bro. Love that. Yeah, I mean, I think it's so important as well to, outside of your football, like we've been talking about, to have something as well that can take your mind off the game, you know? So I obviously it's very important, like you said, to be obsessed with the game. And in the beginning, I was actually just talking about this with my good friend who plays in Sweden. I think up until about 24, 25, you really just got to be all football, you know?
Yes.
And then as you get older, you can start to think of other things to do outside of the game because you realize, like you said, you develop your own routine, you develop your own, you know, nutrition that works for you because of everything that you've learned. And then once you have that routine down, everything becomes easy and you have more hours in the day. So if you have the ability to find something, like you said, that you love in addition to football, and that's what also I think is so great about an app, because I'm sure the stuff that you learn with the app, you can apply to football, and then the football you can apply to the app. So it's in direct relation.
Of course.
So if you have that ability as a player to find something that works together, I think that's very important.
Yes. Yeah, it's like everything you do in life, you learn. And in the end, you can, if you learn in football, you can also use it in private life, in like relationship connections. Same like if you do something in business or stuff like this, you for sure you will learn also in football to understand something what you before you never think about. To see something from different angles.
Exactly.
And I think it's nice, it's important, because the day is long, huh? You have 24 hours and you need to do something, and it's nice and it's good if you do something what is necessary for you and for other people, because just staying home and playing PlayStation, I think, is not the best way of living.
Yeah.
I was never playing PlayStation. But many guys play PlayStation. I don't have something against it, but if you play like until 5 in the morning and you come to training, it's not the smartest way to perform good.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Yeah, so if you could, so after Aue, how long did you spend at Aue, and then what was your next move?
Sorry, what did you say? How long did I spend?
How long did you spend at the club, and then what was your next move?
In my club now, at the day.
No, your first contract. It's pronounced Aue, yeah?
In Aue, yet. No, yes. No, I know what you're sorry. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No problem. No problem.
Yeah, I was staying in this club for 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
2.5 years. But the end was not so nice. I played a lot, second division. But after this, in the end, I didn't play too much. I was not too good with the newest coach over there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I moved to third division. was a coach I knew. He signed me. I had the abilities to sign a contract in the second division, but I didn't want to sign in a club where I know they think some other players are more important than me. And I was like, yeah, it's important for me to know you are playing every game. So I moved to third division and everything went fine because I was playing every game. I scored like, I don't want to lie, 15, 16 goals in this season. And I just signed for 1 year. So after this, I get some offers of second division again, but better offers and better clubs. And then I moved after just 1 year in, it was Rostock. Hansa Rostock, they now play also second division. A very nice club, nice city, nice people. I really love to think about this time. And but after 1 year, I left the club and I moved to Bielefeld, Arminia Bielefeld. And then the first season in Bielefeld was also was a good season, was a perfect season. We start being on position one like in November. I don't know, maybe it was November, and we stay at the top until end of the season. So we moved up to the first division. Yeah, so it was a very good time, and that was like the goal of my football career. It was always to play in the best league in Germany.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I made it like this, and I was really lucky that I moved to Bielefeld because. Yeah, for sure it's easier if you go up in the league with the team where you are playing. It's easier than making a season like someone will buy you or someone will will pick you, because then you play much. You need to play much better, like you are the one of the best players in the league. It's not the easiest thing. So, yeah, so I moved to Bundesliga with Bielefeld and played Bundesliga for one season. Yeah. It was a really, really nice time. And nice time. We had a nice team. I still have good friends from this time. We are still connected, so it was one of the best time.
That's great.
Yeah. After Bielefeld, I moved to Sandhausen. Sandhausen was my last club in Germany. I moved to Sandhausen and played second division again. And yeah, now I'm in January. I just moved to Turkey, second division of Turkey.
Nice. Yes, sounds like a great journey, man. I mean, what would you, I mean, obviously, you know, what would you compare like moving up, like the difference between, like, for example, third league and then obviously going to Bundesliga? What were some of the main differences you saw in the players in terms of, you know, technique, game intelligence, you know, things like this?
I think the first big difference is physically. I think physically you will see everything get closer together. If you have some top players in third division, it's they are playing against some teams who are not that on the same level. So you see a big gap between them, and a big difference for me is also the number of mistakes in a game. As higher you come, you see less mistakes. Big mistakes you don't see too many times, but as lower you get, as more you see small mistakes, technical mistakes, tactical mistakes. And yeah, in the end, if you are as better the level is getting, as less mistakes you are able to do, because if you play against good players, you make one mistake, you get a goal, and then in the end, the game is over. If it's a really good team, they know, they change the game. Now they defend better, they play tactically, they play counter-attacks, they have faster players. The completely game is changing. If you make a mistake and you get like a 1-0, then it's much more difficult. So I think that's a big point on differences in the leagues. But the difference between second and first league, it's much bigger. If you compare second to third, it's a difference for sure. But if you see a top team playing third division goes to second division, if it's a really, really good team, they are able to stay in second division. But if you are a top team and you're playing second division and you go to the first division, most of the time you just play against going down. So I think maybe two or three clubs in the last 5 6 years were able to stay like a consistently in the first division. So you see a big difference in the quality by the from the players. The ringers are much faster. They are much more skillful. If you make one mistake, for sure they score. They just need one chance, they score. If you are if you go to second division, sometimes one guy, there's very good players, but they miss a big chance. If you go to first division, if you make a mistake, they play pop pop, they are fast, you are not able to catch them again, and they score. You don't have the time. Physically completely different, much stronger defenders. If you go to a header in second division or third division, it's okay, you win it. If you go to first division, you just feel it, boom. The defenders are much stronger, they jump higher, and if they hit the ball, they hit the ball much stronger. So I think that's, you can see it's a big difference. Also in the league, if you see a small team in the first division, in the first division, and then you see Bayern Munich on top, it's still Bundesliga, but you see it's a big difference. The gap is like, if they play against each other and Bayern Munich got a good day, it's a 5-0, 5-1. For sure. If every team is putting all of the quality on the pitch, Bayern Munich is much stronger. And in second division, it's also a difference, but not like this. Not
Not as
like
much
this.
of a gap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense, man. Makes sense. Very interesting. So how has the change in culture and football been moving to Turkey? How have you enjoyed your time there?
Yeah, it was, for me, it was like a life decision, not like a football decision, to be honest. But I have the opportunity here because I play for Benin. It's a small country in Africa. I'm a national player, and I'm a national player since 5 years. Moved to Africa, played Africa Cup of Nations and stuff like this,
Nice.
and this opened my mind, like different cultures, different countries, different players. So I was just like, I wanted to make something different. So I moved to Turkey. So my agent was not happy
Nice.
about it, but in the end, I have just one life. I have just one life, and I want to see everything. That's why I moved to Turkey. And it's also a big difference between the football, Turkish players mentality, German players mentality. You see a big difference. The type of working, how you think about training, it's not the same. In Germany, you learn from the academy, like work. If you make runnings, you run. And it's not the same over here.
More relaxed, huh?
It's more relaxed. Some coaches want it, but you see a different mindset from the players. They are not like, okay, we do it 100%. It's like, yeah, okay, we do it because we have to do, but
Makes sense. I mean, I think that's what's so great about football as well is, you know, you have the opportunity to meet new guys from different cultures, and you see how they behave, and you know, it's just, there's not many sports in the world where you can play with so many different people and so many different cultures and learn so many new things. So that's what makes the game so beautiful, you know.
Of course.
So yeah, man, you know, coming towards the end of the conversation, I really enjoyed it. It was a really great conversation, man. I mean, you know, I'm sure a lot of the guys and girls listening will learn a ton. If
Yeah, it's very
you could
nice.
go
Thank
back.
you. Thank you very much. I'm happy to share this. I'm happy to share this because, yeah, everyone should know a bit of some players and some many stories, many different stories. But like I said in the beginning, it's important to learn from other stories.
100%. 100%, man. Yeah, if you could go back to yourself at any age, you know, I know you've encountered many obstacles, but with the knowledge that you have now at 30 years old, playing in many different clubs, now in a different country, what age would you go to? and what would you tell yourself?
I would go back to when I was 16, after my first knee injury. Yeah, the season was very good, and I did everything I can in this season, to be honest. But after this season, I would tell myself, stay calm. You are good in the youth, but now it's a different journey will start when you go out to open class. Stay relaxed. Don't put too much pressure on yourself, and just focus on the things who are important. Yeah,
Yeah, I love that. Sorry, what were you saying?
This is for me. I was just thinking because yeah, that's what I would tell myself. And learn to be smart. Don't never fight with a coach, because since now I never saw a player was fighting with the coach who win.
Yeah, just like the referee, huh?
It's a match you cannot win. So don't fight with the coach, and be smart enough to handle the coach as well.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, with that being said, last question for the day. I think this is something that I'm asked very, very often. And you got it, you were 18. That's why you hired the mental coach. You know, you said you were playing really good in training, but then you would get onto the pitch, and when you make mistakes, you would get angry at yourself, and you would put too much unneeded pressure on yourself. So, what would you tell a younger player who has that same experience? He's playing well in the training, he's enjoying himself, and then when he goes onto the field, he puts unneeded pressure, and then he makes a mistake and he thinks about the last mistake. What advice would you give based on your experience and what the mental coach to that same young player?
I think very important is like a good balance, because if you are angry to yourself, you are able to work harder. Like, hey, I don't accept mistakes, and I think it's very important to don't accept mistakes, but on the same time, don't focus on mistakes you made, because if you made it in a game, it's over. So to find a good balance between being relaxed, it doesn't matter, don't care about it because it's over. And like I said in the beginning, when I go out and play with my friends, I don't care about the mistake. So you don't make the mistake if you are a good player, for sure. If you are good enough and you have the quality, you will not make it. Focus on it after. If the game is over, focus on your mistake. If your first touch was shit, go out and take time and focus on your first touch. But during the game, you cannot fix it. Just fix on your mindset. Fix your mindset. Like, okay, concentrate. Next time I concentrate a bit more. I don't make a too difficult move. Make an easy move. Know what is working. Know when you can make which move as well.
For sure.
Yeah, I think that's very important. And don't be too stressed. But because in the end, football is a game, and we love to play. Don't put too much work. Like, work. Ah, I have to. I have to. I have to. No, enjoy it. And if you start enjoying it again, because many young players I have seen, if it's going to big games, like big, it's not Champions League final, but it's like the focus is a bit higher. If they would tell the truth, they don't like to play because this they are too scared. Yeah, really, they are too scared because if I make mistakes today, everyone will see it. What will they say? Maybe I'm out. Don't think about it. Just think like, hey, today I have the opportunity to show everything in a big game when many people are watching, and I can test myself. You don't play for others. You just play for yourself. So I think don't take too much stress on yourself and enjoy the game. And in the end, it's just a football game. So if you put too much pressure for a football game, in the end you go home and nothing happened. For sure, you can change your life with big games, with a big career. It will change everything. But just one game, don't put too much pressure on it, and just enjoy it. I think that's the most important thing for young players.
For
And I
sure.
think also the big players, you can see it also in the mentality, because they don't look too stressed. They take it easy. Of course, because of the quality as well, like I said, but also because of the mindset. They just like to play, just
Yeah.
like to show.
Yeah, man. I think that's brilliantly said, and it sums up the whole conversation. You know, hold yourself to high standards, but also have that attitude of having fun, laughing. Maybe if you make a mistake, you could laugh once in a while. Obviously, you don't want to make that mistake, but you can come up with these little tricks in your mind that help you focus on the next action instead of that mistake. And yeah, like you said, if you focus on the work outside of the game, you know, in the gym, on the pitch, you know, analyzing your game, seeing what you did poorly, then you can move on to, you know, you could just focus on the game and you know that you put in the work. So yeah, man, I really appreciate you coming on, man. You're really well spoken guy, man. You're really well spoken, and thanks for taking the time. So really appreciate
Thank
it.
You for really. It was really nice. Yeah. Nice talk, very nice.
Yeah. If I may ask, how did you find my content? Because I had seen you follow me and I said, okay, I got to get this guy on my podcast.
Yeah, because of Instagram. I was on Instagram. I don't like to see too much trash. And also because of overtime, I try to see what other guys are doing. Because, it's always interested. How,
sure.
how everyone is looking to the game and looking to training
sure.
skills, and many guys don't say what I like to hear or say something I don't agree.
Yeah.
But your content is really nice,
yeah.
And that's why I follow you.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, man. Thanks for coming on. You know, if anyone wants to find you, whether it's Instagram and your app, you know, if you could just drop that for them, and then I'll also put that as well in the description here.
Yes. So if you want to follow me on Instagram, personally, my content is not too much. I don't like to stay too much on Instagram, but on Overtime,
yeah.
It's Overtime/app and Overtime/shop.
Okay.
You can check it out and see our content.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks so much once again, and wish you the best of luck in the season, man.
Thank you very much, bro. It was really, really nice.